Hey you guys, and welcome to the Human Psyche Podcast. Here we dive deep into research to find out more about our own psychology and behavior. Let's get started. Hi everyone, and welcome back to the Human Psyche Podcast. Today we're going to talk all about memory. Our memory actually helps us to make us who we are, whether it's by recognizing our friends or just remembering how to walk and talk, for example. To start with, we're answering the question, what is memory? Technically, memory is learning that has persisted over time. Information that has been stored and, in many cases, can be recalled. Three important processes play a role in human memory: encoding, storing, and retrieving. Encoding is when your brain first registers a memory. Storing is more like the glue that keeps the memory together. And retrieval is when you recall the information. While many people believe that memory records events completely and accurately, cognitive psychologists view human memory as an information processing system that interprets, distorts, and reconstructs information. The memory system consists of three separate components: sensory memory, working memory, and long-term memory. The three stages work together to convert incoming sensory information into meaningful patterns or concepts that can be stored and retrieved when needed later. Sensory memory, tasty information from the environment through the human senses like sight, hearing, touch, taste, and smell. Sensory memory can take a lot of information, but it's only stored for a very short time, so like a couple of seconds. Working memory. Your working memory is what you are conscious of or what you are thinking about at any given moment. People can only handle a small amount of information in their working memory at one time. We can only hold about 7 up to 9 things in our working memory at a time. We also cannot hold that information for very long, so working memory's duration is about 5 to 20 seconds, unless we actively try to remember the information by repeating it. Long-term memory is where we hold all of our memories. One goal of learning is to get the information into long-term memory so we can use it later when we need it. We have a lot of room to store memories, but the memories that we store are not perfect representations of the outside world. Long-term memory is relatively permanent. However, if we want to maintain easy access to a memory, we have to retrieve that information regularly. Then there are also different types of long-term memory. So we have declarative memory, which is explicit. So it stores facts in a conscious way. And it has two subsections: episodic memory, which concerns life events and personal experience, and semantic memory, which contains words, ideas, and concepts. Then we have non-declarative memory, which is implicit, so it stores in an unconscious way, and has one subsection, procedural memory. And this contains skills, operant conditioning, and classical conditioning. If this is a bit tricky to understand, I definitely recommend checking out the Human Psyche Podcast Instagram for images, graphics, and additional explanations. Of course, there is a lot more to explain about memory, and there are many interesting researches conducted around memory that I would like to get into one day. But for now, I'd like to thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed, and talk to you next time. Bye, guys.